We have begun a couple of days ago this month, this blessed month of August, which is filled, immensely filled with wonderful feasts of our Lord and of Our Lady. And we celebrated yesterday, not only the first Saturday. Of course, this month is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we will have her feast on the 22nd of this month. But we also celebrated the finding of the true relics of our patron, St. Stephen. And they were found together after a vision, but almost 400 years after his martyrdom, which happened just perhaps a few months, maybe a year after Pentecost, and revealed in a dream to the holy priest of Jerusalem, John, and supported by the patriarch of Jerusalem. And his body, his relics were found together, and there were four coffins very clearly marked, one to St. Stephen, one to the great teacher of Israel, St. Gamaliel, one to St. Nicodemus, and one to St. Abaddon. So many, many graces for us and here in this parish of St. Stephen and shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. Today, too, and very, very appropriately, we see from the words of the Epistle to the Corinthians some words that many of us are very familiar with. Traditi vobis quod et accepti. I have given to you, have handed on to you that which I also received, which someone, a heroic person in these latter days, has pronounced. And indeed, today also we celebrate the feast of this great preacher of the faith, St. Dominic San Domingo, Santo Domingo de Guzmán, founder of the Dominican family. And he handed over to us what he had received. And it was through him that the Blessed Mother gave us the Most Holy Rosary, something which is in the veins of this shrine, which is essential to the life of this shrine, the Most Holy Rosary of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary. And so today is also a very special day to us. And for me also, because I received a good part, not all, but a good part of my education at the University of the Dominican, St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome. A Dominican, a son of Dominic. So today we celebrate this wonderful feast. And of course, it is the commemoration of today's Mass, St. Dominic, with the rosary the Blessed Mother gave to him, the 15 mysteries of the rosary, which we pray here every single day publicly, because the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima is the shrine of Our Lady of the Immaculate Heart, the Mother of our Lord. And so we too strive to hand on to you that which we have received, the Holy Catholic faith, outside of which there is no salvation, regardless of what anybody says. And this is coupled with the testimony of the Gospel of St. John Mark. Here we have one of the versions, and they're all different because it was deliberately done that way by the Holy Spirit so that people could see the same episode recounted by different of the evangelists. It was not a plot of thieves, but it was a telling of a history of an event as each individual saw it. And so we have the miracle of this dumb and deaf man. Now, would that everyone amongst us that is dumb and deaf would receive the same miracle. But we haven't seen that yet. Not too much, anyway. Well, my voice is coming back, so maybe that's part of it. But I never have been accused of being dumb. Anyway, and not deaf either. I hear too well, unfortunately. But the thing is, our Lord here also shows us the same thing as we see with the Holy Rosary. He uses what we call a sacramental, not a sacrament, in healing this dumb and deaf man. What does he do? First of all, he touches his ears with his fingers, the same fingers with which he consecrated the first Eucharist, the first Mass, and then later on Easter Sunday in the evening, the second Mass at Emmaus. And then he spits. Now, of course, all my life I have thought, oh, that's a little gross, you know, somebody spitting. But let me tell you, if any of us could have some of the spittle from the mouth of our Lord, we would be very, very, very happy. He could raise all the dead that are in the tombs all throughout the world. And so he touches his tongue and spits on his finger and touches the tongue of the dumb man. Now, I wish sometimes that we could touch the tongue of those who are not so dumb. They're always talking and screaming and carrying on. Of course, I'm not talking about our screamers, thanks be to God. But the man who had never spoken, he begins to speak freely. And you know, those of you here, we have so many, many babies and other little children. And then some others who are not so little, but they do not know how to speak yet. What that you did. It takes years to be able to speak properly, to pronounce the words. And of course, especially in Latin, for instance, which we practice with the acolytes every first Saturday. And of course, they're getting better and better. Not perfect, but better and better. And then we have others who are learning as well, alongside of them. But this man didn't have lessons. He didn't go to acolyte practice for 10 Saturdays in a row or 10 years in a row. Some of them have been to the acolyte practice for 20 years and they still don't know what they're doing. You know, it habitali in novis. The H is silent. Abitabit. And I keep telling people that and in one ear and out the other. I guess our Lord's fingers did not penetrate those ears. So we're going to have to do something about that. But our Lord here loosens the tongue. St. Mark says the string of his tongue was loosed. And we know there are some people, some children, that they cannot speak because their tongues are all tied up. And they have to have surgery. And they're free. Our Lord did not need to go to the Harvard School of Medicine to do this. He is God. He created the universe. He created the human body, even though the devil and Eve have really messed it up. Yes, I know Adam helped, but Eve is the one, you know. My mother used to say when she goes to heaven, and I hope she's there already, she's going to yank the hair of Eve and tell her, look what you have done to us. It's true. I mean, I'm suffering it myself. She is the source of all the evil. We were created in grace. And she threw it all out for some stupid fruit. And God knows what it was. It was probably a fig or a grapefruit or something, you know. And so, our Lord doesn't need any of that. He is God. And he opens the ears. He loosens the tongue. And the man doesn't need lessons. He begins to speak freely. He spoke and spoke correctly. Here in this translation, it says he spoke right. And can't find it here in the Latin. Et solutum est vinculum lingua eius et loquebatur recte. Well, for once they have the right translation. He spoke rightly, not right, but rightly. So there you have it. We too need to ask our Lord to help us to speak rightly. And the word recte is very, very close to the word which speaks about right teaching, orthodox teaching, which you most certainly receive here. We need to learn and to believe the right teaching of Holy Mother the Church. Without that faith in the correct teaching and the right teaching of the Church, and of course this was why Our Lady gave St. Dominic the Rosary, the Manichaeans in France, in Languedoc, where he founded the Dominican Order, first the nuns and then the brothers and priests. There were Manichaeans, Gnostics, who thought everything that was, and this is a very great temptation even today for many Catholics, who think themselves to be right, as we saw last week in the Gospel. Let him who thinks he stands right beware, lest he fall. A lot of the times, we are very upright, and we're not really upright, and we fall, and we're all bent up. And that is not what our Lord wants. We need to have the orthodox teaching. And so with St. Paul, and with others whom we know and admire and love, Tradidi vovis quod ec accepi. I have given unto thee that which I have received. Receive it. Your salvation depends on it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.